Jessica Damon is a staff attorney with Atlanta's Latin American Association. 2 years ago, about 25% of her cases involved unaccompanied minors. Now she says it's the majority of what she does. Damon is just one of three Atlanta area attorneys that handle such cases. She says that means a lot of kids go without legal representation.
If, you know, by pure numbers, you aren't lucky enough to get one of those three attorneys, it's often very difficult for children to have money to retain private counsel and afford, you know, $5,000 for an attorney to take their case.
The children, who come mostly from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, are apprehended at the Mexico-U.S. border. They're placed in a shelter system while federal officials search for a sponsor, preferably a relative. That's how many of them end up in Georgia. The kids then have to go through immigration court proceedings. Damon's youngest client was a 2-year-old whose parents were deceased.
It seems ridiculous to have a 2-year-old responding to charges, but, you know, these children are here without permission just like anyone else, and so legally there's no cutoff line for when they can be charged as, you know, unauthorized, undocumented here and removed to their home country.
The child's grandfather was granted custody. Many of the children Damon represents qualify for special immigrant juvenile status. They have to prove family reunification is impossible, and Damon says there's an age limit.
Our juvenile court jurisdiction only extends up until age 18, so once children are over the age of 18 in Georgia, they're not eligible for certain benefits.
President Obama recently announced a new federal program that will provide more attorneys to help with the case backlog. Damon hopes that will enable more children to receive representation. Martha Dalton, WABE News.